Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I think this is important to know. Larry Elder's running away with this on the other side. I just hope, folks, I want to level set. What could happen on Election Day if we don't turn out in historic numbers to vote no on this recall? Think about the judges he'd appoint. Who would he have appointed to replace Kamala Harris in the U.S. Senate? How would that impact the trajectory of this country? What would this mean for the future of the Democratic Party?
So that's Gavin Newsom, the governor of California for now, as we're just weeks away from a recall election in California because California has too much democracy, constantly voting on everything and then regularly being overturned by a judge somewhere. But anyway, I'm all for Gavin Newsom getting recalled. What's the main instigator of the recall? By far.
You gotta look at the early dinner.
We had an early dinner.
By far, it's the dinner at the French Laundry. And it's not just, it's everything about that freaking picture and that scene. It's not just the fact that you ordered us all to wear masks and businesses to shut down and people are losing their livelihoods and you went to a restaurant that gets to be open and everybody's not wearing masks. Remember, he was at a birthday party for a rich contributor. So just the fact that the governor shows up for this guy who've never heard of because he throws around so much money, you gotta be at this dude's birthday party. If you want to keep the checks rolling in and you're all sitting around with no masks on, ignoring law rules that you make for the rest of us. I mean, the more I talk about it and remember it, the more pissed off I get and the more I hope he gets recalled just for that dinner. If only for that, just to beat back people like him a little bit. You don't get to do anything you want. You get to do most of what you want, and people don't pay any attention, unfortunately. But apparently there is a line where you can't just do anything you want, so get the F out of here.
We all fall short sometimes.
It's extremely difficult for we the people to actually land a punch on the super elite,
right.
And this is a chance to do that. Let's not forget he crushed the souls of the children at the behest of the teachers union who wanted their little hearts for their bargaining power, and he's just a slave to some of the most evil people on the planet, and he does it with a smile on his face.
While his kids were in school.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of landing punches, man, I tweeted a video of a fracas at a football game yesterday.
Oh, that's Los Angeles with the Chargers and the Rams, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's quite the fracas. You ought to follow us on the Twitter. We're not tweeting much these days, but some.
People say there's no passion in Los Angeles pro football. And I didn't have any for a while because they're Los Angeles. They just, you know, everybody's surfing and the movie stars. They don't care about the NFL. Look at those passionate fans. They care about their teams enough to fight each other as fat drunk guys.
Exactly. And the one fat drunk guy decides to fight five guys and it goes about like you'd expect it to. Anyway, fans of brutality. Where were we? Ah, yes. Gavin Newsom, who just is suing to get the words Republican power grab on the official voting guide. And also suing because his people forgot to put Democratic Party next to his name. So he's suing to have that put on late in defiance of the law. So anyway, Back to the Cal Unicornia dust-up.
Well, they're clearly scared of Larry Elder, who is a right-wing talk show host. That's probably how you know him, and I know somebody in the Elder campaign who says it has been an S show for the last week or so, as all kinds of different shots are coming from all kinds of different places, like a seems to be somewhat unhinged former girlfriend or wife or whatever who says he brandished a gun. I think that story is over. When she finally got interviewed, it kind of fell apart, as these things often do. Here's Tucker Carlson talking about one L.A. Times hit piece on Mr. Elder.
He says he doesn't believe sanctuary laws or citizenship for dreamers should be happening. He's against in-state tuition, health care, and driver's licenses for the undocumented. How serious are the chances that this guy could be the next governor of California?
Well, it's very serious because it's possible that the majority of the people who are going to turn out are the people who are excited by Larry Elder's brand of, you know, extreme far right beliefs. And he just represents an incredible threat to immigrant rights and racial justice, the immense progress that California has made on these issues. And it would set a catastrophic precedent that would reverberate across the country.
I mean, and it's ironic. This is a black man. And it just goes to show you that it is true that even people of color can be influenced by white supremacist narratives and fall victim to it, right?
That's Joy Reid and Gene Guerrero, who's a writer for the L.A. Times, just absolutely wetting themselves with horror over. How many times are you going to claim somebody's the next Hitler, or it would be a catastrophe that will echo across the eons? I mean,
tell you how many times, as long as it continues to work. It's all just so tiring, man. Joy Reid with Larry Elder takes over, and oh my gosh. Immigrants, rights, people of color, oh my gosh, where we'll be as he's governor for 15 months in a legislature controlled completely by Democrats.
Back alley abortions, mass deportations, the return of slavery, it's all going to happen. Anyway, since they trotted out the white supremacy idiocies, we could go to the Tucker clip if we want.
Yeah, so that was Gene Guerrero of the L.A. Times. This L.A. Times hit piece, there have been several in the last week. Here's Tucker talking about that on clip 41.
Here's an actual line from the story produced by the so-called news division of the L.A. Times. Quote, one issue was Elder's pronunciation of the N-word. He used an exaggerated tone, enunciating the ER at the end of the word rather than using the A pronunciation, which is more commonly accepted among and used by black people, studies have shown. Studies have shown, really? Studies done by which researchers, in which social science laboratories, and who exactly is funding these studies on the N-word and how it's pronounced?
So they're actually making a run at Larry Elder, a black man, is a white supremacist. They're actually attempting that and maybe getting somewhere with it. But, I mean, that's where we are with our politics. It's so crazy. No wonder people check out and don't follow any of this stuff.
Right, right. Well, it also illustrates the utter inanity of the whole social justice, critical race theory, equity crowd, in that if you support any institutions, you support the United States, you disagree with them, in short, you are a white supremacist. Okay, that's fine. This is stupid, it's unfair, it's racist, but if that's your thing, that's your thing. But they include black people in that. If you're a black person, you disagree with them, you are a white supremacist. That is hilarious.
The black face of white supremacy. That was the article in the L.A. Times. That couldn't have run, I don't even think, 5 years ago, let alone 20 years ago, because it would just seem too stupid.
Yeah. That Jean Guerrero girl is mentally ill. I mean, at some point, your ideology makes you crazy. Witness the Jonestown massacre and things like that. Ideology can cause mental illness.
Yeah. And Joy Reid of MSNBC, it's just, she's crazy. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, nuts. Oh, speaking of nuts, I was totally unaware of this till the other day, and we should probably take a break, and then we'll come back with it. Larry Elder took a run at, like, being a Judge Judy character.
Is he a lawyer?
I don't know. He may well be. I can't remember. We'll check. But anyway, so he took a run at being a Judge Judy type character, but his show is completely unique and really kind of weird. And we'll play you the promo, which explains the whole premise of the thing, coming up in minutes.
How about Armstrong and Getty?
Larry Yildi here. I want to talk to you about Tom in Texas, who wrote in about his experience with 100% drug-free Relief Factor. He's in his late 80s now, and he's one of those really active guys you sometimes hear about. Rides a bicycle, works as a flight instructor. Not all that long ago, he thought he might finally have to stop. Lower back and hip pains were after him all the time, it seemed. He'd heard about Relief Factor, but it took some convincing for him to try it. He was skeptical. Lots of people are before they've tried Relief Factor. Thank goodness he did, because Tom's pain is gone now. My friend and I take Relief Factor. Hundreds of thousands of others have tried it, and about 70% of them go on to order more. If you're looking for a way to get out of pain, please give Relief Factor a try and see what it can do. Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com, that's ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Welcome to Parent-Teacher Night. Oh, yes, Miss Garner.
If you have one of those airline credit cards, you're probably not earning double miles on every purchase.
You're right. My card only gets extra miles on some types of purchases.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles everywhere.
Wait, but where can we use them?
You can use Capital One Venture Miles on any travel purchase.
Venture gets an A+.
Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See Cap.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligations. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop in for an hour or more and try it out. Dropin.mobi. That's dropin.mobi.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, empowering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So, as we were just talking about, this guy, Larry Elder, might be the governor of California. It's really kind of wild. I got to believe there's a whole bunch of people that wish they would have ran. They didn't run because they thought, Gavin's not going to get recalled, so I'm not going to, you know, put a bunch of time and effort into this. Well, now it's a coin flip whether or not the Gavin Newsom gets recalled. And then whoever gets the most votes then after that is governor. And it could be you get 11%. You could end up governor.
I would kind of appreciate the ridiculousness of that.
I agree.
In a way. How to be clown the clownest state in the union. Clowniest state in the union. This would be a good way to do it. But anyway. Larry Elder may indeed be the governor of California. He's a very smart man. I enjoy his stuff. Even when I don't agree with him. I'm not sure I would have enjoyed this stuff. This was an effort in the early 2000s, I believe, to get a court show going. Please enjoy this description/promo.
The tension of a court show.
You're both degenerates, and you disgust me.
The emotion of a talk show.
Hold up, everybody. I'm talking over here.
The excitement of a game show.
With cash prizes for those who are morally right.
$2,000. To the accuser.
This show isn't about small claims.
You don't do something to somebody that you don't want done to you.
It's about the difference between right and wrong.
Here's my judgment.
Moral Court, where it pays to be right.
I'm the Reverend Jeffrey Berry. I'm taking my nephew Scott to Moral Court for cutting me out of his life and shunning me because I'm the Imperial Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan.
There you go. Larry Elder's Moral Court.
That's just utter nonsense.
But so was it a real courtroom like Judge Judy does? And like, was he wearing the robe and everything like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. With the one guy at the one stand, the other guy at the other stand, a bit of an audience, and then he'd be up there with his gavel, and then, bam, $2,000 to the accuser.
Well, there's no reason Judge Wapner and Judge Judy made gazillions of dollars off of that. You might as well take a swing at it. How come Larry Elder's Moral Court never caught on? I don't like the name much.
Well, I don't understand how it couldn't catch on. It has the drama of a courtroom show, the raw something or other of a talk show, and the excitement of a game show.
It's a floor wax. It's a dessert topping.
Should have like unleashed wild beasts to add the uncertainty of a nature show.
And then bowling. So, anyway, so Larry Elder didn't succeed with Moral Court, but he may be the governor of California, which is a cool thing to have on your resume.
Kids, just keep trying. Keep trying out ideas.
Exactly. Man, we practically need transition music here. What's our transition from silly to serious? Because this is serious, what I got coming up here.
Yeah, Michael, you might have to look for that a little bit.
Yeah, I'll look for that one.
Usually we transition the other direction.
Yeah, you usually have some wacky music like this one here.
This is not good. This is not good for the purposes of this segment.
But I'll ease into this then.
All right.
So first of all, the president mentioned this yesterday, and it was reported in Politico and a number of other places. Terrorist threats are now jeopardizing the massive American evacuation effort underway in Kabul. Pentagon officials relayed to lawmakers Tuesday. And the president came out and said yesterday, and he talked about the Taliban and ISIS-K, as Joe points out, the worst serial name ever.
But at any moment, one of these horrifying death cult, they don't care about men, women, children, babies, anything. They don't mind killing anybody for any reason. It's amazing there hasn't been an attack already. At any moment, there could be a terrorist attack on those giant throngs of people, and you could have... I mean, these stories happen all the time. You usually don't, you know, read that section of the newspaper, but a suicide bomber kills 80 people in a market freaking every other day in that part of the world.
Right.
So the fact that that hasn't happened is amazing. But so that's one of the things that's really slowing down getting people out of Afghanistan. And came across this from one reporter who's in country and was in country and is now home. And I'll just read what they texted. I just got off a video call with a U.S. citizen, a woman, housing multiple women and children in her home. Some are very young. Others are physically disabled. I saw them on the video. She said she's tried multiple times with her blue passport, but she can't get into the airport. She says she was a translator for 15 years for the Americans. She worked on a base with many of these people. Some have pending SIV applications. Others do not. But because she is an American, they thought she could help them. She told them not to come to her house, but they came anyway, and now they're here. She cried and said she just wants to go home to New Jersey. I asked if she could go, but not the families in her house. Will she leave? She covered her face and started sobbing. I said, you're allowed to want to go home. The line went dead, and then she texted her response. I'm human. How could I leave these kids behind me to get killed? They will be in my head for the rest of my lives that I left them behind. And then the journalist said, these are the kinds of choices that people are making, American citizens are making right now in Afghanistan.
Wow.
She could go, probably on her own, but she'd have to leave all those other people behind.
Well,
and she, at least right now, she can't do that. And there are people she worked with and knows that they helped the United States of America in its 20-year war effort. And she's going to leave them behind to be killed, including children.
Oh, little children, including disabled children? How could this be any worse? Well, at least the president has the confidence to know that he wouldn't have changed anything and wouldn't have done anything different.
You don't think could have been handled, this ISIS could have been handled better in any way? No mistakes?
No. And we need to get the clip, and I forget what which politician, it's flitted out of my head now, I'll think of it, who said, Joe Biden is absolutely going to have blood on his hands when we leave there and we start hearing about all these people dying. I'll tell you what, I don't know how much the American public's going to be paying attention. I don't know how many news reports will come out of Kabul or, you know, Afghanistan in general when the press is gone and they don't allow anybody in there anymore. And then even if those stories do come out, I don't know how much people are going to be paying attention. But there will be thousands of people like that killed by the Taliban because we just couldn't cut the red tape and get around to this soon enough to get people out of there.
And the foot dragging has been going on for years now. Years.
Yeah.
People have been screaming about this.
Yeah.
Our government is just too fat and inefficient and uncaring and protective of its own bureaucracy. But
well, remember, the Washington Post suggested that the Biden White House thought getting Afghans into this country while we've got a porous border on the south was really going to hurt them politically. So they drug their feet on this on purpose, which is about as cynical and evil as you can get.
And then you have Michael Goodwin's editorial on front page, I believe, the Washington Post. Joe Biden groveling as Taliban calls the shots. Neville Chamberlain can rest easy. He is no longer the most shameful appeaser in modern history. Joe Biden is the new champion of cowards. Well, that's strong stuff. I'm not sure letting Hitler rearm is a lesser sin, but we can talk about that.
Are we going to have Trump Biden 2, a wounded aging Biden against a also aging Trump, who's got a pretty good ad out right now that we'll play for you when we come back. A lot of people thought this was landed a blow or two. Stay tuned for it.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, guys. There is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You want to make a real difference for patients. You want to provide quality, compassionate care. Your work environment should feel like family. You appreciate flexibility.
One of the things I love about working at Shasta Regional is I feel valued as a staff member. They're like family.
If you're ready to work in an environment that supports you, come see the difference at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Join SRMC for an open house and job fair Tuesday, August 31st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. $15,000 sign-on bonuses are offered for all RNs hired. Meet their directors, talk to current staff, see and feel the difference in an environment that supports you so you can care for our community at the SRMC Job Fair Tuesday, August 31st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, visit www.ShastaRegional.com or message them on Facebook. Come experience Shasta Regional Medical Center, where passionate people provide quality care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Job Fair, Tuesday, August 31st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Income-eligible renters impacted by COVID-19 can now get 100% of their past due rent and utility bills paid through the California COVID-19 Rent Relief Program. Landlords with tenants who haven't paid rent because of COVID-19 are eligible for 100% reimbursement too. The application is fast, your information is private, and you won't be asked about citizenship. Apply at housingiskey.com before eviction protections end on September 30th. Brought to you by the California Department of Housing and Community Development.
I know this is Joe's line, but those of you who believe in big government, what's your evidence of that? What brings you to that? This just
breaking us about your life experience.
This is just breaking from the New York Times, from the Treasury Department. About 89%, let's call it 90%, just because it's such a nice even number. About 90% of the federal funds meant to help renters avoid eviction during the pandemic has not been distributed. 90% of the money that they took from us taxpayers to help something that I'm not certain we should have even helped with anyway hasn't been spent. So they just took the money and it'll get spent on something someday. It ain't coming back. But it didn't do what it was supposed to do.
The Washington Post had an article the other day pointing out that the you don't have to pay your rent laws have hurt small landlords who are going broke and destitute and bankrupt now. Just figure this out now?
If I had a rental, I would get out of that as fast as I could.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, especially, you know, values are pretty high. But, yeah, there are people who work themselves up from nothing to own a handful of rental properties that are now going broke again. The one guy pointed out quite eloquently, it's the man syndrome. Everybody wants to stick it to the man. Well, I grew up sleeping in a bed with two of my siblings. We had no money. We hardly had any food. I'm not the man. I'm freaking trying to survive over here. But for whatever reason, this makes me insane. People on the left especially, they never ask, what will the result of this be in the real world? This grand, highfalutin, so honorable and righteous law or plan or whatever. How will real people react to this? Well, they won't pay the rent, for instance, and then landlords will go broke. Duh. Anyway.
One more thing before we get to the Trump ad that we promised. It might be the first ad of the Biden-Trump presidential race.
Don't you threaten me.
Representative Mike McCall yesterday, and we'll dig up the audio, but he said this yesterday. I can tell you there's no way we can humanly get out all of our American citizens and Afghan partners out of the country by the deadline. This will be a stain on his presidency. He'll have blood on his hands. People are going to die, and they're going to be left behind. And he's one of several people that have said that. And, I think the bet is, I was watching a pundit this morning on Morning Joe on MSNBC. Sam Stein, who I think is a pretty good pundit, say Joe Biden's betting on the $3.5 trillion human infrastructure package that's going to be checks going out to all kinds of people or all kinds of things is going to be way more of a topic of conversation for the next election than anything that happens in Afghanistan. This will be over in a couple of weeks, no matter how bad it goes, and people will move on. They'll forget about it. People aren't going to vote on the debacle in Afghanistan. That's their calculation. Before we get to this kind of an ad, it's setting up. I mean, if they weren't both ancient, clearly it's setting up. I mean, it was the
the most voted on presidential election in, what, 100 years, maybe longer, in raw numbers, by all time it was the most voted on, between Biden and Trump. And if they weren't so old, you'd think, absolutely, we're going to do it again. We're going to do it again. And Trump almost won, and Biden's numbers are in a free fall. But they're both really old. And
well, there's a 1 in 4 chance Trump runs again, in my mind. There's a 0 in 4 chance Biden runs. It's not going to happen. If it did, and I'm Trump in the debates, somebody brings up, I don't know, unemployment. I'd say, what's the unemployment rate among the Americans we left in Afghanistan? Then they ask about the interest rates and the Fed. I don't know as much about the Fed. I have a friend who's an American in Afghanistan I could call. Oh, but he's dead. Just every single question, go back to that.
Wow, I'm not running against you. You fight dirty.
I fight righteous. I fight with the right making might.
So, this hit the internets yesterday, the way things do in the modern world. The Trump campaign released this surrender in chief video. Now, there's a lot of video of the Taliban. There's video in one point of Biden tripping up the stairs going up to the plane. You know, so there's a lot of background stuff like that. But here's some of the audio.
America is back.
Highest inflation rate in the
United States. Southern border is collapsing. Climb of COVID infections.
We amplify our power. We summoned a new strength.
This is a recruitment ad.
Should we be embarrassed?
Diplomacy is back.
Now the Taliban are back.
Kabul is not in an imminent threat environment.
The likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely.
They own the whole country now, the Taliban.
The Taliban are now in complete control of Afghanistan.
Complete chaos. How did President Biden get this so wrong?
Well, first of all, the mission hasn't failed yet.
If this isn't failure, what does failure look like exactly?
Biden, you destroyed not Afghanistan, but the world!
I don't care if you think I'm Satan reincarnate.
Do I bear responsibility? Zero responsibility.
China is ready for friendly relations with the Taliban.
I feel like there's a bunch of doors there, and the Taliban, and they're going to come in and kill us.
Slow down, everybody.
We have to ask the Taliban for permission for American citizens to leave. True or not true?
They are in control.
I can't think of anyone better to lead this operation than
they're just chanting death to America.
Can you call yourself a president?
Surrender in chief.
Oh, wow.
And the visuals are pretty strong.
Boom, headshot. Yikes.
No, I think they pretty clearly slowed him down. I mean, he's already a slow talker, and they slowed him down just a touch more. But, you know.
That's unfair, but it's fairly common. But holy cow, did it make him sound old and out of touch and clueless and weak and disingenuous and, well, all the things he's been accused of for a very long time.
Well, it has been a particularly bad couple of weeks. And so depending on what approval ratings you look at, he's now down in the low 40s, got about a 42% approval rating. You know, that's way down over the last couple of weeks, but Trump lived at around 42% and damn near won, so there's that.
Yeah, but it's all about the trend. I mean, you can take a snapshot in time right now and say he's at 41, 42%, whatever, but he'll be in the 30s by next week, I think. I agree with your analysis the other day. We were talking about this. Some pundit
suggested
that.
I thought it was great, too. What was it?
Well, some pundit had suggested that Biden, oh, no, he's got a ceiling probably of around 40, 42%, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You pointed out, wait a minute, there is very little pro-Joe Biden constituency. It was all anti-Trump.
That's the difference between Biden and any president in recent memory. Certainly different than Trump or Obama. People voted for Trump. People voted for Obama. Nobody voted for Joe Biden. They voted against Trump. So, how much stickiness is there to a Biden voter when all they did was vote against the alternative? Anyway, that's probably enough of that, since, as Joe points out, neither one of them are going to run for president. So,
although I do want to get back to this Michael Goodwin editorial about Joe Biden being the groveler in chief. It's pretty devastating. He makes a pretty good case, too.
I want to talk a little bit about being at, I was at the ER for 12 and a half hours yesterday. I want to talk a little bit about the whole ER experience, which is always a nightmare. Ain't their fault. It's always a nightmare.
Yeah, yep, we will absolutely get to that. A quick word first from our friends and beloved sponsors at Simply Safe. Simply Safe Home Security, been making you feel safe for the last 15 years, winning awards and a passion to protect people like you. Not only drives every engineering detail in their products, but it motivates every interaction with their customers. And the thing is, Simply Safe just makes it so easy. It takes about 2 minutes to customize the system on their website, simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
Yep. And then you click around, you customize it to your home, it comes to you, you set it up yourself in about 30 minutes, and then they've got highly trained security experts ready whenever you need them, whether it's a fire, a burglary, a medical emergency, or even if you're just needing help setting up the system, they're there to help.
And as our listeners, you can save 20% on your Simply Safe security system. Get your first month free when you sign up for interactive monitoring service. Just visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong to customize your system and start protecting your home and your family. And as I always like to throw in, or maybe your workshop where you got $40,000 worth of tools or whatever you need to protect, simplysafe.com/Armstrong. So this Michael Goodwin piece, Neville Chamberlain can rest easy. He's no longer the most shameful peaser in modern history. That's a little over the top for me, honestly, as Nazi Germany was about to overrun the entire world. But then he goes on and says, Biden didn't just blink in the face of terror. He is groveling before the Taliban, acknowledging their victory, laying the groundwork for the legitimacy as the rulers of Afghanistan. The Taliban declared that no more Afghans should go to the Kabul airport, that those already there should leave, and then they shut the main airport road. For all practical purposes, those words and actions ended the mercy mission of getting our allies out, and Biden didn't object. Not even a whimper, just silent acceptance. Actually, they said, I read the statement earlier, that they expect the Taliban to cooperate with previous agreements. I can just picture old, what's-his-face, Baradar, who's in charge now, saying, oh, hey, guys, you got to open up the airport road again. I just read that the White House expects us to hold to our agreements. So quit beating people, too. Even more unforgivable by agreeing to the Taliban's demand that he stick to his own initial deadline of August 31st for the withdrawal of all troops, Biden showing he's willing to strand thousands of Americans behind enemy lines. Exactly how many Americans will be left behind is unknown, but most estimates put it in the thousands. They are now hostages to Biden's fear and failure. Allegedly, there are contingency plans being formed up if we have to go beyond the 31st. I'm not sure exactly how that scores with the facts on the ground, unless
how does it square with the Taliban's demands?
Well, I just think it puts us in the position of like owing a favor to the mob. We're going to be made an offer we can't refuse, and we will say yes, sir, thank you very much, sir, and give them pallets full of cash or weaponry, or God knows what.
This was making the rounds on the internet yesterday. A quote from Sun Tzu and from The Art of War. People are always wanting to quote The Art of War.
Ah, yes.
Military people love that sort of thing. And here's one of his famous quotes. Always abandon your most strategic air base right before an evacuation.
That was Sun Tzu on an off day.
Yeah, well, and realizing the idea of air bases long before flight.
So when I think of the emergency room, I think it makes dying seem like an okay alternative. Let's see, if I have to go to the emergency room to save my life, maybe I'll just go meet God.
I'll tell you, yeah. Well, I got some comments on that. I spent 12 and a half hours at the emergency room yesterday. I'm not going to talk about why. But surely there's got to be a better system. There's got to be a way, hasn't there? Every individual person really, really working hard, doing a good job and everything like that. But there just aren't enough people, or there's money sloshing around. There's all kinds of money sloshing around. You know, Craig, the Obamacare lawyer, would tell you that about the way things get spent on here or there or whatever. But, more on that a little bit later. Our text line, as always, is 415-295-KFTC. And we'll try and bring you up to speed on, we got to talk more about that legislation that passed yesterday. That's a really big deal. Like a change the country big deal.
It moved forward. I think to say it passed is a little overstated, but it did move forward.
in the House, which I thought was going to be the place to get it stopped. And now it's moved out of the House. Anyway, more on that coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-908-1616 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-908-1616. That's 800-908-1616, 1-800-908-1616.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Did you know that science has discovered a direct connection between brain cell size and IQ? Experience a whole new level of brain support with advanced brain nutrition from Quantum Nutrition Labs. This month at QNLabs.com, save 25% on our Memory and Focus Kit, formulated by scientists to promote memory, focus, and higher brain function. At QNLabs.com, we have a passion for creating products with uncompromised purity. With over 30 years of scientific research and extensive lab testing, we can verify there are no added toxic fillers in our products. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. This month only at QNLabs.com, get 25% off our Memory and Focus Kit. That's right, 25% off. Check out QNLabs.com. Go quantum and upgrade your brain today. Visit QNLabs.com. That's QNLabs.com. Also available on Amazon.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane. Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District Radio Show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, wives across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Wake up in the morning, there's a snap around the place. Wake up in the morning, there's a crackle in your face. Wake up in the morning, there's a pop that really says, my sister's to you, and you, and you. For on the milk and listen to the sound that says it's nice. For on the milk and listen to the crackle of that rice. Get up in the morning, see the pop that says it's wise. Rice Krispies.
Pour on the milk and listen to the crackle of that rice. That's a Rice Krispies commercial from the very young Rolling Stones.
1964. Wow. And that's why their career never took off, because they sold out. Hilarious.
And we're playing that because the drummer from the Rolling Stones died of calendar over the weekend.
The great Charlie Watts passed away at the age of 80. Yes. He will be missed.
Craig Gottwals, who we've had on the program many times over the years, we used to call him Craig the Obamacare lawyer, but that's kind of a, doesn't make sense anymore, because it's just, I mean, it is what it is. It's our healthcare
system. Craig's the healthcare guru now.
Yeah, yeah. And he sent an article from the New York Times, to us yesterday. I got this while I was in a hospital at the emergency room, wondering about the state of healthcare. I'm constantly reminded by various people that we have the best healthcare system in the world, which makes me wonder what it's freaking like in a bunch of other places.
Yeah, it's the best in the world in some ways. It's terrible in some ways.
Well, both of those can be true.
Right.
They're just much worse other places. Best doesn't mean it's good. And this New York Times article was pointing out how, I'll just read the headline from the New York Times. Hospitals and insurers didn't want you to see these prices. Here's why. Getting simple medical care at some hospitals can cost more with insurance than without.
Sure, multiples.
And a whole bunch of different examples. They've got somebody getting an MRI. If you have Cigna, it costs about $1,000. If you had Aetna, which is what I have, it's $3,100. And with Humana, it was $3,800. So $1,000 or $3,100 or almost $4,000, depending on your insurance.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy. That's a crazy system.
Well, and what's extra crazy, and the point of the article, is that until the Trump administration came along, hospitals didn't have to disclose those prices. Now they do, but they're ignoring the law.
Yeah. And I remember I learned this years ago when I had to get some sort of thing, and insurance was holding up on getting a some sort of scan. It was before I found out I had cancer, and so I decided I'd just pay for it myself, and they said you ought to shop around because the prices vary. And I thought, "What? That doesn't make you're all the same company." But so I called different towns around, and the particular scan I wanted to get varied from one place was $800, one place was $1,100, one place was $1,300, all within like a 15-minute drive of my house, just depending on which one you chose. And I thought, that's weird. What a weird system that is. And I don't expect that to get better anytime soon. I was at the emergency room yesterday. I don't want to talk about why, but I was there all freaking day long, and it reminded me once again. I don't know. I haven't been to the emergency room that many times in my life, thank God. But every time I'm reminded, don't go to the emergency room unless you really, 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 really need to. If it can be dealt with in any other way whatsoever, do that first. Because the idea that I've got an emergency and I need this taken care of quickly is not going to be fulfilled when you show up to the emergency room. And I'm at an upscale, smaller town, small hospital emergency room. I told the story 2 years ago when Laura got her hand slammed in the car door and thought she broke all her hands. And we went to a big city urban emergency room on a Friday night, and it was, I didn't feel safe in there, let alone getting any sort of health care. It was just, it was crazy. And I thought, and I remember talking about the time, I said, if you ever have, actually have an emergency, it would be faster and safer from wherever you are downtown big city to drive out to the suburbs and go to the emergency room there. Hold, you know, something over the wound or whatever, unless you're going to die in the next half hour. Drive to some smaller emergency room place. And, but even with that situation yesterday on a Tuesday, was it Monday? I don't even know what day it is because I was up all night long. Just a regular day, jammed full of people with all kinds of problems. And because emergency rooms are so crowded, we're right next to, and I mean like right next to, like 2 feet away. They might as well have been talking to us as talking to the nurse, the person that had tried to kill themselves that day, and talking about the way they did it and their situation with their wives and their kids and everything like that. And my little kid is listening to all this. I mean, it's just, oh. I mean, it's horrific stuff. And I thought, I'm never doing this again. Unless, like, I'm going to bleed to death or I'm having a heart attack, I'll never go to the emergency room again in my life. Just find a different way. You know, go online and figure out how to treat your problem. I know anything is better than going to the emergency room. Everybody is very, very helpful. Not their fault, but it is an awful place to be.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.